That was Jack White's Lazaretto, the second track off of his second solo album, also the title track of said album. Amazing, great song, could listen to it all day. I'm surprised that I just managed to put that into the set right now. My name is Zach Going. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. It is the beginning of season two of the Astro Hour, if you'd call it season two. This is technically semester number three, and I think I called the summer semester season two. I'm not entirely certain. I don't really keep track of these things. But since it's the beginning of a new time slot, noon instead of 11, and since I am now a two-hour bi-weekly show, I feel like calling this season two is a lovely, lovely idea. Of course, my emails are going off in the background. That's fantastic. Now, to kick off each episode, I started out by doing a really, really quick intro with some historical facts about the day in question in order to insert some perspective into the broadcast. I later stopped preparing and started just doing those on the air, especially when I had guests. I just told them to look up facts and then we talked about them real quick. I'm going to stop doing that, although I might do them throughout the broadcast, but I'm going to start off today by flirting with a little bit of pretension and reading two poems that I think are at least mildly connected to the situation. So here we go with the first one. Let's see if this works. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptors well those passions read. Which yet survives, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear, 'My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings, look on my works, ye mighty, in despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.'" That is, of course, Percy Shelley's Ozymandias. Amazing. Read it in AP English in high school. And, of course, the namesake of the Breaking Bad episode, Ozymandias. Third to last episode of the last season. I don't like Breaking Bad. Whatever. Now, here is not a poem intentionally, but I believe this passage should be required reading for anybody ever. This is, of course, an excerpt from Matthew McConaughey, Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey's acceptance speech from, I think, 2015, whatever year he won for Dallas Buyers Club. This is important. "Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, 'Who's your hero?' And I said, 'I don't know. I got to think about it. Give me a couple weeks.' I come back 2 weeks later. This person comes up and says, 'Who's your hero?' And I said, 'I thought about it. You know who it is? It's me in 10 years. So I turned 25. 10 years later, that same person comes up to me and says, 'So are you your hero?' And I was like, 'No, not even close. No, no, no.' She goes, 'Why?' I said, 'Because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain it. I know I'm not. That's just fine with me, because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing.'" One of those poems is about hubris. One of those poems is an example of hubris. Let's go in with some strokes right now.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Weezer with Tired of Sex, the first track off their second album. I had another song planned for after that one because the set made sense from a thematic standpoint, which I'll explain later. But that song just, oh man, that song just destroys me every time. But I think I might have, I didn't blow out the monitors, but I was really tempted to because it's such a great song. God, I forgot how much I love that. That is, of course, the first song off of Weezer's second album, which is also kind of their third because there was a middle album in between the Blue Album and Pinkerton that was a rock opera that was completely scrapped. So technically their second album, kind of in some ways their third, although many of the themes from, I forget what it was called. I think it was called like Songs from the Black Hole or something like that. It was like a space rock opera thing. What's the rock opera from BoJack Horseman? Newtopia, The Search for a New Utopia. So first track off their second album, that's kind of their third album. Before that was Blue Letter by Fleetwood Mac, which is off not Fleetwood Mac's second album, but Fleetwood Mac's second album entitled Fleetwood Mac. They released two self-titled albums, one of them 10 years afterwards. The second one is much more popular. The second one is the album that Rhiannon appears on, and Blue Letter, or my favorite song, Monday Morning. And then before that was Automatic Stop, which is a song off of The Strokes' second album, Room on Fire. It's the third track off of that. So kind of three, kind of two. That's what I was going for in that set, which is fine, actually, that I cut it off because the next track was most certainly different in style from the end of that Weezer track. And it also doesn't have anything to do with the number three. It only has something to do with the number two. This is the Beatles' second number one hit. Here we go. Let's listen to it now. And actually, this next set is actually pretty a lot softer than the last one. So here we go.
Danger, I'd ring out a warning. wedded ring and love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
much champagne I had. I just say like
smile. Well, I'm sorry for the things that I told you. Words only go so far. And if I had my way, I would reach into heaven and I'd pull you down a star. For a present, and I'd bake you a chain out of diamonds and pearls from a summer sea. But all I can give you is a kiss in the morning and a sweet apology. Well, I know that it hasn't been easy, and I haven't always been around to say the right words or to hold you in the morning or to help you when you're down. I know I never showed you much of a good time, but baby, things are gonna change. I'm gonna make up for all the hurt I brought. I'm gonna love away all your pain. And tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. There gonna be some changes tomorrow. Gonna be a brighter day. This time you can believe me. No more crying in your lonely room, and no more empty nights. Cause tomorrow morning everything will turn out right. That I've got to tell you. Yes, I've got something on my mind. But words come hard when you're lying in my arms, or when I'm looking deep into your eyes. But there's truth and consolation. Now what I'm trying to say is that nobody ever had a rainbow baby until he had the rain. And tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. There gonna be some changes tomorrow. Gonna be a brighter day. This time you can't believe me. No more crying in your lonely room, and no more empty nights. Cause tomorrow morning everything'll turn out right.
That was Tomorrow's Gonna Be a Brighter Day by, okay, Jim Croce. Did I get it right? I'm always unsure as to whether or not I pronounced that right. I think I've had that name corrected for me so many times. I don't know which way I say it anymore. I don't know which way I used to say it. Before that was Sweet Thing by Van Morrison, which is a song that came on my Spotify yesterday while I was running, and I was like, oh my god, I love this song. As I was dying, so I had to put it in there. And before that was If I Had a Hammer by Pete Seeger, and of course From Me to You by the Beatles. None of those fit the theme of the previous set, except for From Me to You by the Beatles, which is of course their second number one hit. Amazing song. Not my Croce. My father is texting me Croce. That's not what Wikipedia is saying, Dad. My parents listen to this show. Anyway. From Me to You, not my favorite number one by the Beatles, at all. My favorite is probably, is 8 Days a Week a number one? 8 Days a Week was a number one. It was their eighth number one. It's so crazy how many number ones they had, like, in their first, like, 3 years of their career. And I suppose over their entire career, but still, like, in the first, like, year, there are, like, 10 of them, which is amazing. We are going to do something that we do a lot here on the Astro Hour, which is something we shouldn't do, which is visual comedy. We are going to do a BuzzFeed quiz. I suppose this isn't the most visual of the BuzzFeed quizzes we've taken. I was trying to find one that was like, what movie sequel are you? Because that seems like something stupid enough for BuzzFeed to do. And I could not find one. I could only find the Ultimate Original versus Sequel Movie Quiz. And it just shows a bunch of franchises, and you pick your favorite in the franchise, and they try to see how your answers compare. So the first one is Star Wars. My favorite Star Wars movie is The Empire Strikes Back, which is by far the winner of this poll as it's showing, but not by much. Only 25% of people said that Empire Strikes Back is their favorite, followed by A New Hope, followed by Force Awakens, weirdly enough, before Return of the Jedi, which is strange, and then the prequels are at the bottom, and Rogue One's in there somewhere. I don't care. Jurassic Park, obviously, my favorite is the original, even though I don't really love Jurassic Park that much. Sue me. But, oh man, apparently my answers are very in line with that, too. Then it's the Scream movies, and I haven't seen all the Scream movies. The only one I've seen is Scream 2, so I'm gonna say Scream 2, and oh hey, just go by fire truck. Do good work. I don't know if you guys heard the fire truck just now. You must have, because it was so loud. Most people said the original Scream is the best. I haven't. Maybe I should see it now. I don't know. For those of you who have seen the original Scream, please tweet at the Astro Hour and tell me whether or not it's better than Scream 2. I have no judgment. Next is the Toy Story movies, and that's a really hard choice for me, but I am going to say Toy Story, the original, and it looks like that is in line with what everyone else is saying. Oh, apparently my dog heard the fire truck over the radio, and she's confused now. That's adorable. Then people said Toy Story 3. I was torn between Toy Story and Toy Story 3, let's be honest. But I feel like sometimes you just gotta pick the original, you know? Toy Story 3 is only good because of the emotional buildup of the three movies. You know, it's a hard-hitting movie. I would beg to say that Toy Story 3 is a little overrated, to be totally honest. The ending's amazing. The ending is beautiful. But the actual plot of the film itself, with the weird prison break from the daycare, I don't really remember anything from it. And I just kind of remember being a little annoyed and bored throughout that story. You know, I suppose Buzz speaking Spanish is kind of fun throughout the whole film. But that's just kind of like a little gag that they could have put in a short if they wanted to, you know? I feel like Toy Story 3 is only good because of the ending. It would be good anyway. It's only, like, amazing, like the way everyone says, because of the ending. So I'm going to say the original Toy Story. Next is the Rocky films. And that's a tough one. They also don't put Creed in here, which I would say Creed is a Rocky film, so I don't know why it's not in here. Which I wouldn't say is my favorite, but I'd say it's one of my favorites. But of these, I would have to say the original Rocky, which if you haven't seen the original Rocky, which a surprising amount of people haven't seen it, go see it. I thought when I first saw it 2 years ago, I think, freshman year of college, I didn't think that it would be as good as everyone said it was, but it's a beautiful story. It's not even... I expect it to be like a really heavy sports movie. It's not a sports movie. It's just a movie about a guy, and it's so well done. Everyone should go see Rocky. A bunch of people my age, I would beg to say, have not seen the original Rocky, and everyone should go see it. Next is the Harry Potter films, and that's a really hard one. I'm not a fan of the first two. Man, I don't know. Did Alfonso Cuarón do 3 and 4? Because those are the two that kind of started to break the mold. I'm going to say the third one. I'm going to say Prisoner of Azkaban. Whoa, which is the most popular. That's so weird. That's the one where like Harry's wearing like hoodies, you know, and the first two, like Harry and everyone are all wearing their robes throughout like the entire thing. But then like for some reason in the third one, they get the right to wear normal clothes like when they're not in class anymore. Oh man, that's a great one. If just for the hoodies and the t-shirts, I would vote for that one. Lord of the Rings movies, they only do the Lord of the Rings movies. They don't do the Hobbit movies. That's fine. I'm not really a fan of... Honestly, I'm not really a fan of any of them. Books are great, but the movies are all just kind of white bread to me. So I guess I'll say Two Towers because I love the Ents. Wow, and the Two Towers lost. Fellowship of the Ring, Return of the King, and then Two Towers. Dark Knight movies, I have the controversial opinion of believing that the third one is the best one, which of course lost because everyone loves the Dark Knight for no reason. Oh, and we're ending with the Back to the Future movies. And that's a really hard choice, but I'm going to have to say Back to the Future, which of course wins with 81% of the vote. I suppose it's not a hard choice. I suppose everyone knows that the original Back to the Future is the best of the series, but I have a soft spot for Back to the Future Part 2. I love Future 2015, and I love the intricacies of that time travel plot, whereas the first one is, you know, one time jump, and then the second one, they just go absolutely crazy with it. I really respect that writing. All right. Thank you for putting up with me while I was doing a BuzzFeed quiz about which sequels I liked. I understand that. Let's get into some real music. What did I have next? Oh, okay. Because you listened to me for so long talking about movies, I will indulge the audience into the first song off of Led Zeppelin's second album, one of their greatest hits. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was a treat. That was, of course, Whole Lotta Love off of Led Zeppelin 2. We need to do PSA, so here we go, friends. I was looking through all these. I wanted to do one that was vegetarian-related because I've been experimenting with going meatless this month. The experiment's not going well. But instead, I found a great one. Here is, of course, the Tufts University Art Gallery PSA. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibits and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue in Somerville, Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And so the reason I chose that is because I always try to play a related song while I'm doing a PSA, and I thought of a related song, but then I realized I can't play it underneath because there's no instrumental part. So we're going to play that song right now here. Is modern our modern art. Here we go.
make them feel better. All look out. We're gonna help them out. Take all our equipment. Do rock and roll. That's right. Who's that feeling we have inside? We're gonna transmit. The secretaries will have to stand up and not feel sick. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, we won't get scared or get kicked out. Oh,
the thing that I keep in the back of my head. Ooh, 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 ooh. easily. All I could think of was sunlight. I said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said.
That was Paul Simon with I Know What I Know, a song off of Graceland. Amazing album, not his second solo album. I did look that up. Before that was Prove My Love by the Violent Femmes. Another amazing song, Government Center. These are all amazing songs. I'm going to stop saying these are amazing songs. I love everything in that final set. I pushed the chair away and I was just dancing to it. Prove My Love by the Violent Femmes off of their track, The Violent Femmes, Government Center by the Modern Lovers, Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order, and Modern Art by Art Brut, a song that one of my a band that one of my friends discovered in our friend group in high school, and I listened to like four of their songs excitedly. Like, I listened to them a lot and often and loudly. Really good, not a great band, although his singing style is, like, is interesting. Up next, wow, it's only been an hour. All right, how many songs did I, wow, I went through a lot. All right, I did not prepare well for 2 hours. You got a whole other hour of me left, people. I should really rename this show. We are going to play some long songs now. I'm just gonna pull out the longest songs that I can find. But the next one isn't. Okay, here's a song that I found on Spotify a couple days ago in the Acoustic International Cafe playlist, and I really, really dig it. And then I went to some of the other songs by the same artist, and it's not as interesting, but I really dig it. And then after that, we're going to do a song from the SpongeBob SquarePants musical, which I've listened to 5 times this week and have cried every time, maybe during this track. You'll find out when you hear it. But up first is this one French song that I can't pronounce. Here we go.